just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
Buddha has talked about eightfold noble paths, and one of them is right awareness, samyak sati, sammasati. That's the Pali language. Sammasati. Sati means awareness, mindfulness, wakefulness. Towards wakefulness, sati is an important component. To stay in the stage of awareness or mindfulness, to be aware of what you are doing right now. I sit and I talk. Right now, I am sitting, I am listening. To stay in that awareness, in this moment, without allowing the mind to go either in the past or fantasize about future. Right awareness, samyak sati, right, sammasati. Beat-to-beat awareness, moment-to-moment awareness. To stay in this moment. What happened yesterday is gone, is forgotten. It's dead corpse. Let the bygones be bygones. Begones be begones, that's what they say in English. Dead is gone. Now this is the moment. Now. This now is in your hand. And if you waste it, or you spend it in unconscious state, this now will become the past and a source of repentance. To stay in this moment is to free oneself from that penitent stage. where you're free from that pathetic repentance, pashchatap. Yesterday we saw about setting up spiritual routine, a powerful routine. Keep making changes for the better in that routine. Just as we have become habituated to wasting time engaging in rubbish. In English there is a word, gibberish. This rubbish, this gibberish engages us. And then we search for somebody with whom we can share all that. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, those children Baba love, whose minds are free from this rubbish, and so they don't have to search for human support or human friend to share. But when you are filled with all this rubbish, you want somebody. Baba is there, but you want human backup. Backup. Why friends are needed? God is there as a supreme friend. But if suppose he fails, so backup should be there. God is there as a helper, but if suppose he fails, emergency backup needs to be there. So we have a lot of backups, list of backups, we have kept them. Baba is there to guide, but a human guide we have kept as a backup. Baba said, those who are Vardhani, those on whom I confer all the blessings, for them the Nirakar will, the incorporeal, they will experience as if Sakar, a corporeal, they will have that experience, a bestower of blessings and the blessing itself in the practical life. They will feel the intangible will become tangible, the impalpable will become palpable for them. So we were discussing about awareness, sammasati, mindfulness, this moment. So after creating a powerful spiritual ritual, let's move ahead. Uske baad Baba bole, ab to vishwa parivartan ki zimmedari aap bachcho par hai. You are accountable. Baba said yesterday, you are shaktis who have woken up. That's why they celebrate Jagrata, Jagran. The whole night wake up ceremony in your memory, memorial. They stay awake the whole night. Shaktis. Why they do that? Because Shaktis have woken up now from their slumber of Agyan, of body consciousness. Why they have woken up? To wake up the slumbering masses. Because the whole world is asleep. Uske baad Baba bole, ab to vishwa parivartan ki zimmevari aap bachcho par hai. You are accountable. विश्व परिवर्तन की जिम्मेवारी के कार्य में अपने को बिजी रखो, अलबेले नहीं बनो. स्टे बिजी इन दिस वर्क. इन टुडेज साकार मुरली ब्लेसिंग ऑल्सो बाबा सेड, बाबा हैज कम टू स्टैब्लिश धर्म एंड टू डिस्ट्रॉय अधर्म, इरिलीजन. सो डोंट डू एनी एक्ट ऑफ इरिलीजियसनेस, दैट इज टू ब्रेक डिवाइन कोड्स एंड कॉन्डक्ट्स. You are Master Maryada Purushottam. Har second Tivra Purushartha mein busy raho. Every second intense effort. Every second intense effort. Kyunki samay achanak aana hai. Everything would be sudden. Isliye baap aur aap dusra na koi. Bolo meethe meethe bachche. ब्रह्मा बाप के साथ अपने राज्य में चलना है ना, ऐसे कहते बाबा जैसे वतन से मधुबन में बच्चों से मिलने चले गए। हम देखते रहे। बाबा बोले, मधुबन में कई बच्चे सेवा में नंबर वन है। बाबा बच्चों के स्नेह में चले गए। बहुत अच्छा, सबको सेल्वेशन देते हैं, समय पर सहयोगी अच्छे बनते हैं। सबको बाबा की तरफ से याद प्यार देना। हाउ टू कन्वर्ट एवरी मोमेंट इनटू द मोमेंट ऑफ इंटेंस एफर्ट। एवरी सेकेंड शुड बिकम तीव्र पुरुषार्थ, इंटेंस एफर्ट। हाउ? द मेथड इज टू ब्रिंग अवेयरनेस, mindfulness. And what is the definition of mindfulness? To be aware of what I am doing. I am doing this at this moment. This moment, this present moment. This is the only thing I have with me. I don't know what is going to happen today. Many things have happened in the past. But I cannot waste my time in brooding over the past. Past hurts. There's a book, a Russian book, very famous, Mother, by Maxim Gorky. In that book or novel, there's one character. This is a book based on Russian Revolution. World classic book. In that book, there is a character, Kokol. He makes one statement at one point of time. It is waste of time to brood over the past. Why we are brooding over the past? Moaning and groaning and crying and repenting, thinking, overthinking. Why this happened and why that happened? It is pure waste of time. Forget that. Put a full stop. Enough is enough. The milk is spilt. How you can collect the entire milk back into your container? You can't. Something would be left. So forget the past. Stop brooding over the past. There's no point. Live in this moment. Bring that awareness. Every moment should be a moment of awareness. Beat to beat awareness. Moment to moment awareness. Second to second awareness. Will lead to minute awareness. That will lead in turn to hour awareness. That in turn will lead to day awareness. But we have to take baby steps. At least stay awake for as much hours as possible. Because mistakes happen when we become unconscious. We forget gyan. And some deep attachment to some person pulls us. And we just want to forget everything about gyan. Whatever Baba said. That is there in our mind, but that takes a back seat. The gyan evaporates. It's very volatile. It's like mercury. Gyan is like mercury. And the best time for its evaporation is circumstances. Otherwise it will stay with you. But the moment some difficult situation comes, you just forget it. That's why Baba said yesterday, four signs of children who are Vardhani. God Himself is responsible for them. They will not experience any difficulties. And they move. They are being sustained. And they fly with blessings. And fourth, they experience God here and now. In each and every situation. So let's come back to moment awareness. This is a triangle. Psychologists say that we have three layers within us. First, a child. Second, a parent. And third, an adult. Sometimes the childish nature comes to the surface and we become like a child. Absolutely illogical. Child says, I want that moon. I just want it. Bring it. How to explain him? Sometimes we become very childish. And when we become child, that becomes the reality for us. And we move away from the reality. Yesterday's Murli, there was a very good statement somewhere. Forgotten. Samajh se bhole. What children become? They become innocent of understanding. There's one statement in yesterday's Murli. The last line of the Murli. Samajh se bhole. They become innocent of understanding. So this childish state is that state where you move away from understanding. You just become a small child and you want something. This should be done this way. And if it is not done, you give way to crying. We have to accept all parts, all layers of our personality. The second is parent. A parent, this should be done this way, this should be done that way. Do it this, do it that way. It's illogical. Why you did this, why you did that? Didactic. Didactic method of teaching means do this, don't do this. This should be done, this should be do's and don'ts. This method of teaching is known as didactic education. The third part in us is adult. He is logical. But he wants to take all the decision on his own. It doesn't accept any dependence. So all three are part of our nature. But we have to maintain a balance. When which form should come to the fore? Before father be a child. When you have to take decisions, be an adult. The final decision. Like parent, analyze things, investigate things. What is the real method? This is right or that is right. What is sar, what is asar? What is nitya, what is anitya? What is true, what is untrue? What is temporary, what is permanent? If somebody is attached to somebody, A is attached to B, is it true, untrue? Is it essenceful or essenceless? Is it worth or it is worthless? Is it as per Srimat? Is it Manmat or Paramat? Is this making me stable or I am getting disturbed? What is it? Analyze situations, relationships, your own mind, your own past, your own fears. There are hidden fears within us. At heart we are timid. The outside we may show that we are this or we are that. So awareness means to have 360 degree vision of ourself. 360 degree vision means one panoramic view. You know, in the camera there is something panorama. What is panorama? Big, without any blind spot. Big view. Click a photograph in a panoramic view. You see everything, nothing is missed. Everything is included. So you should, acha, that is the one. Everything is included. A big one panoramic view where there is no blind spot. You can see yourself completely, and for this panoramic bird eye view of yourself, you need to move away. Physical distancing is important here. If this is the place where you are, move away for some time, go to something other place, and from there you see yourself. Here you are free from all your daily routine, your work, commonplace things, your home, your house, your workplace, daily commuting. You're free from all that. You're just relaxing. It's like spiritual holiday, where you sit and get a 360 degree vision of yourself and then pinpoint, yes, this is where the shoe is pinching. This is where the problem is. Why I could not see it? Because you were the part of that small picture. Now you move and see from here. This is to come to awareness. Mindfulness. This is in fact intense effort. What is intense effort in fact? Intense effort is to know your own mistakes, accept them, and correct them. Now, so long as you are here, you never get to know your own mistakes. Rather, if somebody points out, you are ready to fight with that person because it hurts your ego. But when you realize your own mistakes, you can rectify them in a better manner. Intense effort means rectification of one's own mistakes. To realize them, rather than justifying or defense and to go into defensive mode. Whenever we are told about ourselves, some mistakes or some correction, some imperfection, we have a tendency to go in defensive mode. We are ready with sword in our hand. Who are you to correct me? You mind your own business. So move from your routine for some time. Or every day for some minutes, some hours. Spend in nature. In some garden, on the terrace, in the outskirts of the city. Some scenic place. Some mountain, some river. The place of some natural beauty. Sit, meditate, contemplate, think, look back, introspect, retrospect, go within, search, scan, investigate, research, find out blind spots, plan to erase them, remove them. This is what is needed. Jump to that higher stage so that you can see yourself. This is what is needed. This is what is intense effort. I have seen others. I hear, but I have not seen myself. How much I know of myself? There are so many unidentified, unexplored chambers of my heart which are unknown to me. I really don't know myself. How can I know God unless I know myself? Know yourself. Know oneself. In knowing oneself, we get to know all the secrets of the universe. Rather, the universe will reveal all its secrets in front of us. Once we begin this internal journey, knowing oneself doesn't mean that I am soul. Knowing oneself means I know my own. There are 100 layers of layers in my personality. Sometimes I am brave. Sometimes I am so weak. In some relationship, I am so adamant. While in some relationship, I am just an emotional plaything, an emotional baby crying. Sometimes I am like a wall, but many times I just fall down like the mountains of cards, just as that mountain of cards crumble, I fall down. So know your own aspects, your own personality. That is intense effort. Om Shanti.